videos.
It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, as we launch into hour number two of the show. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. More border discussion here in moments, including some audio from Checkpoint USA, one of his recent passes through one of those internal checkpoints we've talked about. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. But first, we go to your phone calls. Carl's on the line in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live, Carl.
Hey, I hear you talking about immigration, so I thought I'd join in on all of this. Since I am in an immigration holding center up in Canada, there's also an article that somebody sent me recently out of the Toronto Star, where Mexico was the number one refugee source country, with 7,000 Mexicans coming to Canada, a lot of them leaving the United States. There was 10% acceptance rate, though, and Haiti is number two with over 3,713 refugees, and their acceptance rate is 50%. And even the United States, a lot of Mexicans born in the U.S. to illegal parents and other U.S. citizens I've also come to Canada. That's number five on this list, according to the Toronto Star. Colombia's number three. China's number four. Sri Lanka's number six.
Okay.
Nigeria's number seven. India's number eight.
That's about far enough.
Israel's number nine, and Pakistan's number 10.
Okay.
And I'm locked up here with refugees from, you know, all over the world. They come here, and I've been here for over a year now.
Wow.
I know.
Why aren't they letting you out?
Well, they keep coming up with different excuses. I finally got a website up. I'm going to have some of the material uploaded and maybe some photos of this place. I can have somebody take photos of the outside and post it on my website. I'm going to have that done soon.
I don't understand that. You didn't commit assault against anybody. You didn't steal anything from anybody.
No.
You were...
I was fed up with the so-called justice system in the U.S. because I was denied justice and they refused to hear evidence. I got arrested for criticizing, making comments about the Bush family.
Like nobody's ever done that before.
And I was arrested by the Secret Service, and then they brought up other accusations, which were unrelated accusations by a state court, a domestic dispute between me and this girl that was living with me in Florida at the time. And I left and moved to Virginia, and then the feds ended up getting me for the stuff I said about the Bush family, and then they brought up these other charges with this girl in Florida, which were state charges, and they made up a lot of stuff in their report, and they refused to correct themselves when I've proven them wrong and have evidence to disprove what they say. I have family who've come forward with affidavits and friends and evidence to disprove the government's story. And they want to stick to their original story. They refuse to correct themselves and refuse to admit they've done anything wrong.
So you ran to Canada as a result looking for asylum, and then they locked you in a detention facility.
Yes, and I told them, you know, I want justice. You don't want to give me justice, then I'm going to go live in another country because, you know, the United States preaches freedom. The government preaches freedom and democracy. They want to talk about spreading it elsewhere. You know, they don't practice it in their own country. They don't seem very interested in my freedom. They don't seem very interested in the truth.
No, they're just interested in money. They just want to extract as much money as possible from as many people as possible and as long as possible.
Anyway, our website is freecarl.com.
Hey, that's easy. Freecarl.com. Very good, sir. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. We continue here with Nick in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Tonight, I just wanted to express my disappointment in any organization that would label itself libertarian, voting or electing someone like a Robert Barr, the Libertarian Party did.
I would agree.
But more importantly, I think it kind of speaks to the entire political process itself, because when you think of it, what is politics but compromise?
Yep.
The Libertarian Party is just one, it's become one giant compromise. But it seems to be that way with any political activism. And
right, which is why it would be pointless to go for all of those activists that are so upset about the fall of the demise of the Libertarian Party, why it would be pointless for them to, A, continue trying to resurrect it, because, as we pointed out last night, the fact that Bob Barr is now the nominee is just going to draw more unprincipled people into the Libertarian Party, making it more difficult to possibly retake the reins of control over the party. So, and then B, it's also pointless to go and start your own political party because you know the same damn thing's going to happen. As soon as you become big enough to be somewhat influential on the results of an election, that's when people will start coming in and essentially infiltrating your organization and throwing monkey wrenches into the gears and making it so nothing gets done. And so that's why I agree 100% that politics is such a waste of effort. If you want to get involved in politics, do it on the local level here in New Hampshire, where we really actually have seen some level of political success. But the national level, it's just such a waste of time and money.
And, you know, from New Hampshire to Illinois, we're probably seeing the same thing. You see it on the national level. Just to give you a quick little something, this I think shows you the mechanistic problem that you encounter that I think we're all recognizing is even if there aren't people who are intentionally maliciously going out to do something, the nature of the political party process is such that it will become corrupted away from the original ideals. And when I was in Washington at this dinner, there were some people there. I just got back yesterday morning, and there were some people there who are very, very close to the Barr campaign, and some other folks who were chatting with them who are very close to the Republican establishment. And these are more conservative people, and they were saying, and this is, I swear to God,
shoulders.
Yeah, these people are saying, look, the best thing for the Republican Party is to have Barack Obama get elected. And because that'll knock down these moderates, and we'll have to go back to the conservatism. And so I think, you know, I'm not going to ascribe any malicious motivation to try to hurt the Libertarian Party by bringing in Bob Barr. There are people who are just trying to do anything they can within Republican circles to show how frustrated they are. And Bob Barr had already been inclined to go with the Libertarians. I don't think it was a long-term plan. I don't know. Maybe it was to try to run for president and use that party. But these people will be satisfied if Barr can siphon off 5 or 6 or 7%. And that hurts John McCain because that will show the protest to the Republicans that a lot of so-called conservatives or small government Republicans don't want to have anything to do with them, and they're going to have to wake up. That's
so the
part
LPs,
of what's happening.
They've turned the Libertarian Party into a tool.
It's basically. Like they're, yeah, they're using
like
it like the Reform
light,
Party.
That kind of.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Well, any. I mean, if it was
everything off. From
yeah,
the
if
Republican
want,
Party, and but that's not what libertarianism is, and that's
nope,
not what
no.
organization. That calls itself libertarian should be. And if it were back in before when it was an educational tool, that would be fine because educational tool is kind of a form of market activism, and it's much harder to corrupt a market-based activity than it is a political activity.
Sure,
so,
because it's decentralized.
Yeah, exactly, and that was what one reason why the Ron Paul experiment worked to the extent that it did.
Yeah.
Not that I think that it worked perfectly, but because it was mostly educational, and it
right.
wasn't mostly set up for him to actually win.
Yeah.
When you actually go to win and use violence, what's going to happen is violence is going to be used against you.
Well, I agree with you. That's why I sent Ron Paul money, and I'm not going to send Bob Barr a flipping dime. I sent Ron Paul money,
yeah.
even though he wasn't a 100% libertarian. He was maybe a 98, 97% libertarian.
Yeah, yeah. The immigration issue was the one that really,
yeah.
really got.
It's
I
unfortunate.
Couldn't send him money because
yeah.
I come from immigrants.
Right.
I couldn't send him money for that.
It's unfortunate that he pandered on that issue, but if you actually went back to his 1998 statements, he was a pure libertarian back then,
yeah.
and I doubt he has changed his actual viewpoint, but was simply pandering for support.
I think that's what it was. I think he was pandering to the nationalism.
Yeah, sure.
The, well,
so
I mean,
so I sent him that money,
that
though, but because he was being so successful in getting the word out about liberty, and, you know, again, most of his message was pro-liberty, whereas this Barr character, he's not even close. I mean, he's just a joke.
Especially on the war issue and the
drug
issue.
War,
I mean,
sure.
That's what really got people into libertarianism, and that worked. That,
well, some
that,
people.
That served its purpose, but now it's time to go into something else.
Are you leaving the party?
With...
Are you quitting, Nick?
Oh, yeah, I definitely. I've already done.
Yep. Me too. It's over. It's done with. The future of liberty is here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's where all the best of the best activists are going to end up. It's where many of them already are. And thank you for the call tonight, sir. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control. There's so much to do here, from politics all the way to all kinds of different market activism. It's really fun. Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. May 29, 2008. Gold, $891. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $917.90, $452.15 for half, $226.08 for quarter. That's $917.90, $452.15, and $226.08. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Gart.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there from the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And if 18 hours of programming per week isn't enough, actually, I guess after all the commercials and the news breaks are out, it's probably only 12 hours. Okay, internet listeners get 12 hours, radio listeners get 18. Anyway, if 12 hours of content isn't enough, you should go and download Gardner's show. He hosts his own radio show 5 days a week, and it's called Against the Grain, and it's available on his website at libertyconspiracy.com.
Thank you,
even more content for your libertarian audio
needs. Ian, I think you give me more promotion. You mention my things more than I get to mention them on my own show. It's pretty good. I like the book and things. I haven't even mentioned. It's been a crazy week. It's insane week. So thank you very much.
Not a problem, sir. 800-259-9231. We check back with the Border Patrol here in moments. But first, Matt in Pennsylvania is on the line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about, I'm wondering if you or Julia or Gard have ever read the book The Outsiders by Colin Wilson?
Not I.
No. Nope. Oh, okay. I've read that other Outsiders book.
S.E. Hinton.
Oh, by S.E. Hilton. Yeah, the teen book. Yeah. Well, it's a book about outsiders in literature and philosophy and stuff. And this quote, it's a real short quote I'm going to read. It's about the common mob. And it kind of describes what's wrong with the Libertarian Party now.
Okay?
It goes, then, as the outsider's insight becomes deeper, so that he no longer sees man as a million individuals, but instead sees the world will that drives them all in dance like a formicary. He knows that they will never escape their stupidity and delusions, and that no amount of logic and knowledge can make men any more than an insect. And what that means is, like, when in terms of what you guys are doing with the Free State Project, you don't want to broaden the tent too much, because 90% of humanity is just a herd. Mm. You know, as much as I love individualist anarchist thought and Spooner and Tucker and all, but there's just not that many of us out there. If you try to reach into the herd, you'll become the herd. You won't be able to affect them.
Wow, that's a brilliant point.
You know, and it's interesting because it sort of ties in with, I don't know if as you grew up, you guys, if you were educated with, you know, Plato talking about the philosopher kings and, you know, you get to that who watches the watchers thing. At the same time that I started to recognize that, you know, I used to think that everybody was, you know, really bright and they all had great potential. I think everybody does have great potential in various ways, and people surprise people. Where they have these foibles. They have the problem of, yes, they like to be creative, they like to be competitive, but they're also sometimes easily led. Sometimes they're lazy.
Lazy, sure.
Yeah, and they don't question things. And what strikes me is the one thing that I always keep in mind is I recognize that not everybody is going to be the sharpest bulb out there now. Okay, fine. But that doesn't mean that they should be led by someone, because you don't know. If you don't think everybody is necessarily the brightest bulb out there, then how can you decide which one is going to lead? So just leave everybody to themselves and allow them to run their own lives, because you're going to set up a mechanism whereby you're going to get not only dumb people but corrupt people running the show in government.
Sure.
So don't do it.
Very true. And I like about the Free State Project is that you're looking for 2,000 people, not 20,000 or 2 million. And
well, the Free State Project officially, just to correct you, Colin, before you go on, just to correct you, the Free State Project is officially looking for 20,000.
But
I would say that 2,000 people would be phenomenal. In fact, when Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, was originally doing his research, when he came up with the 20,000 number, he kind of figured, well, okay, 20,000 activists meant to him, like, people that would do something occasionally. You know, they'd go and maybe get involved in a thing or two. But what ended up happening was that this is such a selective kind of sifting process. The idea that, you know, come here, join the Free State Project, and move across the country for many people in order to get here, that really shuts out a lot of the talkers and a lot of the, you know, the people that are going to just half-ass something. Really, what we're seeing is that the activists that are coming here are super activists. So 2,000 super activists is more than enough to do what is intended to do. 20,000 would just be icing on the cake. Go ahead with your point.
That's basically it. I just want to recommend the book. If you replace the word outsider with individualist anarchist. It really describes, I think, how most individualist anarchists or free marketeers would think, because it's definitely a philosophy that can't go nationwide, in my opinion, or worldwide.
I think, at least, not
in this stage.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not going to say it can't do that, but what I think you're onto here, and I think it's a great point, the idea that if you, the more you water it down, the more you attract the masses, the more you water yourself down, and therefore you can't really get what you want done. And I think, the political system is flawed as well, because it says that in order to have change, you have to convince a certain percentage of people to want that same change, and then they, you go through this little system and you supposedly get what you're looking for. But I think what we'll see is more effective is that, because what you said is true, that only a small percentage of individuals are the real leading-edge thinkers, are the people that are leading the way toward whatever path it is that we're on the path toward liberty. We shouldn't be waiting for everyone else to continue down that path. We should not be standing around waiting for, 10% of Americans to come to agree with us when we can have significant change with 1%. To some extent, it's worth it to wait for a little bit, in that if you're all alone by yourself, then you're going to be easily taken out. But what we've seen here in New Hampshire is that even with 15 or 10 activists, we've had tremendous success. The state has left us alone. They have ignored us. They have, essentially kicked us out of their courtrooms and not punished us. So, but waiting for longer than just a handful of other activists is wasting your time and allowing the state to grow and metastasize even more than it already is. So I think that what we should do is have as much market-based activism as possible, as much non-cooperative, non-violent activism as possible, and that will throw such a wrench into the state's organs, they won't be able to do anything about it. I mean, there's a very low point of saturation here as far as activism is concerned, that if we have enough activists being real market-based activists, not playing around within the system itself will grind to a halt, because it's just not built to deal with non-cooperation. It didn't work for the Indian government against Gandhi, and it's not going to work for this government against our people.
Amen, amen. And if you try to change the herd's probably going to change you.
Hey, by the way, before you go, I just want to mention, you're talking about Spooner and Tucker and things like that. Just a real plug out to F. Paul Wilson. He has a book called Midnight Mass. I don't know if you've ever read it, but
I haven't read that one. He's a great science fiction writer, and I heard the interview on Free Talk Live you guys had with him some months before,
awesome.
And it was enlightening, to say the least.
He is one of the best guys out there. He's a really nice guy. Yeah, and I'm going to be seeing him at this thing called NECON, the Northeast Writers Convention. But one of the neat things is that Paul, inside Midnight Mass, actually has a character who's a lesbian anarchist atheist.
Oh,
and
sounds like my dream woman.
Yeah, I wrote to him and I said, wow, I can't believe it. I'm reading Midnight Mass and you've got Spooner in there. And he writes back, he goes, I think you're the only person who ever told me you recognized that. Way to go, Guard. I'm like, thanks, Paul, way to go. So check it out. It's a fun book.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Thank you for the call. And thank you for the insight, sir. 800-259-9231. That's why I encourage people, now is the time for liberty. Now is the time to make that move and get active and do something. The longer you wait, the bigger the state becomes. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. And receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number and bring up whatever you want via the, again, toll-free number 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Gar.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages, actually, I think over 1,700 pages now, created by listeners like you. You can go and edit the wiki to your heart's content, change virtually anything you see, over at wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And join us all at the SACL CAI Fun Tent at Porkfest. You can get your limited supply Porkfest beer mug and drink responsibly with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, featuring select microbrews from New Hampshire, margaritas, guest celebrity bartenders, including myself, Julia, and Gardner Goldsmith. Prize drawings and more. It's going to be a blast. And
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jason can throw
way
a
go,
party.
Jason.
So looking forward to the SACL CAI Fun Tent at this year's Porkfest. If you aren't going to be there, you're going to miss out on all the fun, but maybe you can make it next
year. I don't think I'll be anywhere else.
Than the Fun Tent?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I would go to anything else except for the Fun Tent.
I think we're
going to
go climb the mountain or something
that
at some point. But yeah.
Oh, man, it's such a beautiful place there. And that particular location is such a great setup because people can really separate, and there's plenty of room, and it's awesome.
Yep.
It's very private, and yet you can congregate and hang out with people. And it's not too far. It's not too far from the state capital, Concord. It's very, very close. So I hope people will stop by. It's going
to
be a blast.
You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about that. It's not too late to get involved, not too late to snag yourself a camp spot, I believe.
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231. Also, Brian in Colorado should be in New Hampshire in time for Porcupine Freedom Festival. Brian, you're on the line with us on the AMP line. Hello.
That's where I'm heading right now.
Brian.
Somewhere in Iowa.
On the road.
The capital of the country.
En route.
On the road in my truck. Yes, en route. And I am way, way, way overweight. I've been blowing past the scales, hoping nobody will notice, but
really?
I'm only 5,000 pounds overweight. I blew out a tire today because it was a little too much stress on those tires.
My goodness. Take it easy.
Good thing most of those things are never open.
Well, it was the weekend.
Station?
It was the weekend when we went up. That's
I still hardly ever see them open. I see tons of closed ones everywhere I go.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I've been past three of them, and two of them were closed, but one of them I just kind of hid behind another truck, you know, and kind of snuck on by. But, yeah, I still don't think that I am supposed to be, that I'm supposed to even pull in there, because I'm not a commercial.
Doesn't matter anymore.
For hire here.
When we...
don't tell me that.
We looked it up, actually, when we moved, and it since 9/11. Yes, since 9/11, like, even moving trucks have to go in there now.
Crazy.
But you could pretend like you don't know that.
Sure, sure.
Thanks a lot. Now I can't lie convincingly.
So, hey, Brian, we were talking a few moments ago about the how I feel it's imperative that people get active sooner rather than later, and that we can't afford to stand around and wait for the masses to get it about liberty. We just have to press on and continue being on the leading edge of thought here. And I wanted to find out how you felt. Why was it that you were so motivated to move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later? Because the Free State Project doesn't officially reach its completion until 20,000 people sign up. At this point, there's over 8,000 people on board, so it's not even 50% of the way done. Why did you choose to be an early mover?
Yeah, forget the 20,000. I mean, I was moved by about 10 or 15 years ago, and I read Atlas Shrugged, and I really wanted to move to Galt's Gulch. And I heard about the Free State Project from you guys, from this show. I said, we're going. And, you have to go early because we're already seeing the socialists from Massachusetts who took over in the midterm elections. They've already done some nasty things. We got to get out there and fix it.
Well, and I also think that's why... Sorry.
It was the smoking ban that got me. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
That was at the Liberty Festival last year, the first time I'd been to New Hampshire, in the hotel, and under comes the paper first thing in the morning on the first day of the Freedom Festival, and New Hampshire smoking ban passes.
Oof.
I said, oh, man, we got a lot of work to do.
You know, and it was funny because a couple of years ago I was writing a piece on Massachusetts smoking ban and how some towns were the towns that had passed the smoking bans were lobbying for the state to do it because they said it just wasn't fair that other towns didn't have smoking bans in their towns and they could be more competitive and offer more options to people. Like, do you listen to the absurdity of what you're saying? Because you guys were idiots and you blew holes in your own brain. You want to make sure everybody else has guns put to their head.
Equal tyranny for all.
Yeah.
Turner.
Yeah. And in New Hampshire.
I remember that just before the smoking ban. In fact, we talked about it at that conference. Gard, I think you mentioned it in your keynote speech.
Yeah.
That already the largest restaurant chain in New Hampshire had decided on their own to go smoke free.
Oh, absolutely, and it's a good thing that you're coming. You know, as Ian has mentioned it, we need the forces, we need the power to be able to not only engage in these civil acts of civil disobedience and stirring things up to show people how absurd these rules are. And one of the best people at it right now is Dave Ridley, who's doing a great job. Check out Ridley Report at
RidleyReport.com.
RidleyReport.com, yeah. But in addition to that, my friend, one of the other things that fascinates me is that there are the people who are engaging in the political sphere. And it's really hard for them right now because of all the Democrats who've been elected. We're going to have, I think, a 3 or 4-pronged approach. One is let these people continue to engage in the political sphere. It's going to be hard for quite a while. Have the nonviolent protesters out there doing their thing. If they don't work together simultaneously, that's okay. They'll have commonalities on many issues. And we've got to propagandize in a very wide-ranging way in the media. We have
Absolutely.
To continue to do it. I have my show. It's 2 hours a day, and that's cool. But there, we're going to have to do some other things. People are going to have to buy time on TV, start up, you know, nonprofit organizations or whatever to just get this word out, and eventually people will be on our side more
Absolutely.
And more.
Brian, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I plan to at some point go for Concord, but right now I think my biggest bang is, like I mentioned last week, to be a selectman, because that's where, you know, my rent is, you know, my rent for my own house is $500 a month. And, you know, I just found out that the selectman approved a $100,000 a year payment to the local private soccer company. There's 4,000 people in this little town.
Wow.
And they gave 1,000 because, you know, soccer is good for kids, and this company was losing money.
That's amazing.
Let me tell you, on the micro level,
you're going to experience what we're experiencing on the state level and the medium level, which is that when you get into the town, in order to convince people, you're going to have to probably spend money advertising, try to make networks within the town, and it is difficult. It depends on the size of the town. But it is difficult. You're going to have to make a real public effort, public outcry in educating people. They just are so indoctrinated with this groupthink thing. It's very frustrating.
It is very frustrating, and that's true. But one of the great things, I think, about doing it on the local level is how much easier it is to get people to pay attention to you, like media attention specifically. I got so much media attention when I ran for city council here. I would never have gotten that, I don't think, on the state level as much.
Probably not. And
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you a question, Brian. Since you're thinking about being a selectman, as a principled liberty lover, you will, if you win the election, they will ask you to state an oath. And in that oath, it actually says that you swear allegiance to the United States. So I'm wondering how you're going to handle that.
Great question.
You know, there's that, and there's also standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm.
If I'm already elected, do I have to say the oath?
See if I could write my own oath.
Yeah, I would swear an oath to liberty.
To liberty.
Yeah. And individualism.
Absolutely right.
Good call, Brian. Thank you. Good luck in your trip. Stay safe. We'll see you in New Hampshire, sir.
See you, Brian.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Oh, I should mention Mark's not here tonight in case you haven't figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
He left. He's gone to Florida, never to return. Oh, no, he'll be back. But it'll be a little while. He's going down for over a week, and then he's coming back. I'm going to meet him in New York City. We're going to the Talkers New Media Seminar together next week. And so next Friday, a week from today, Gardner, you're going to be back in the studio leading the show. Julia's going to be here co-hosting with you. So it'll be like last year where the two of you were together for a couple days.
It was fun.
That was really, really cool.
It worked once. We're going to do it again.
Absolutely.
And so basically it's going to be all co-hosts from here on through next Saturday. I'll be here through Thursday. And then, as I said, we're going to Talkers. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102. 1-800-413-4102.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Gar.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates and the live streams and the Shrine, and we give it all away if you go to freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. It's money that comes in and gets reinvested into the show to get us on more radio stations across the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Plus, we bring internet listeners on board as well. And so, and it, you know, it also goes to sending us to conventions. I mentioned the Talkers New Media Seminar I'll be going to. I'm actually going to be, for the first time ever, on one of the panels.
All right.
Which is pretty exciting. Yeah, Michael Harrison, cool. The publisher of the magazine, invited me to be on the internet panel. So as I'm apparently one of the innovators in the world of internet, which is so funny because I don't really consider myself much of an innovator. I don't really consider the Free Talk Live website to be particularly good. It's functional. You know, you can get around on it and you can see where everything is, but it's not like one of the snazzy Google kind of websites. It's not like we dumped a whole bunch of money into it or anything like that. But the Free Talk Live website, in comparison to many radio station websites, yeah, is far, far better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the little bit of effort that we put into doing our web presence is, to many of these radio guys, amazing and astounding, and they want to learn more. So I guess I'll be speaking on a panel. So
way
that's going to
go.
And so it's amplifiers that have made this possible, because if it weren't for the amplifiers, we would not be able to afford to go to these conferences. We wouldn't be able to rub shoulders with the bigwigs, and they wouldn't see us. They wouldn't know that we're serious, and we wouldn't be on 40 radio stations like we are now. That's the official count. You won't see all 40 of them on our affiliates page, but we've got signed agreements from a handful of stations that they just haven't come on yet, so we haven't added them to the list. So pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and it's all thanks to the amplifier. So get on board for $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like the access to the amp-only call-in lines. They're toll-free, by the way, as well as amp-only chat room, forum, and more, all at amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls. Eric in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering, what should one do to have, I guess, liberty in the area they're in to start, I guess?
Well, I think that all you can really do is find, you know, your personal freedom first. Before you can go about helping other people discover liberty, you really need to be as free in your mind as possible. And if you've reached that point, if you've done enough personal education and enlightenment of absorbing materials like Free Talk Live or Gardner's Show Against the Grain or great books like Mary Roark's Healing Our World or Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work, if you've absorbed all of this information and you've essentially set yourself free of the shackles of the past, then you're in a position to begin influencing others. And as far as being free, you're as free as you choose to be. You can go and drive without a license. You can go and, you know, engage in black market or underground activity. All of these things are things that can be done. The question is it worth it? You know, is the risk, whatever risk is associated with that, worthwhile where you are, considering the surrounding factors of your environment, considering how many other people are like-minded in your area? Are they willing to come in and back you up if you get in trouble? These are things that you need to consider. Otherwise, you may want to be somebody who's just simply, you know, working under the radar, who's just a communicator, who's just introducing people to the ideas of liberty. So it's really all about your personal choices and how far you're willing to go.
Okay. And then after that, one can consider to move, I guess, to New Hampshire. Or...
Well, if you felt inclined to move, you could still move up now. You'd have people with whom you could chat, get suggestions and things like that. It depends on, you know, whether you feel comfortable in doing that. We're very welcoming up here. Everybody is...
Oh, they're so great people.
Yeah, there are
here.
Lots of different levels of interest in the ideological movement versus the practical day-to-day liberty lovers and things like that. And, you know, you can have great conversations about, like, people like Spooner, like we were discussing, or a guy like F. Paul Wilson, a novelist, or movies, or whatever. Or you can just, you know, talk about your favorite firearms. Now, you like to go out to the range. A lot of different kinds of
and
people who are here.
And that's just the socializing you're talking
about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And as far as the activism is concerned, you can go and choose from a whole palette of different things that are your options. But as far as getting active where you are, as someone who used to live in Florida, spent 26 years of my life there, as an adult down in Florida, getting involved in the liberty activism down there, it wasn't very rewarding. I mean, I'm a positive guy, so I enjoyed and I got positive things out of what happened, but the results weren't very tangible as far as I reached out to hundreds, if not thousands, of people at various different outreach opportunities at the county fair and Pride Fest and gun shows. And it was great to see people introduced to the message of liberty and see them agree with it, but nothing else ever happened beyond that. You'd give them a world's smallest political quiz. They'd score libertarian. You'd give them something to or sell them something to take home with them and learn more. Maybe if you're lucky, get some contact information from them. But nobody wants to go to a Libertarian Party meeting, which is what the only organization I thought I could be involved with back then, because meetings are boring as sin. Oh, yeah. And politics is even more boring. So there's, unless you've got something for people to plug into in a way that they can really be engaged in, you're not going to have any real significant growth. You're not going to have a movement. It's just going to be you and maybe a few friends that are, you know, battling against the state with virtually no one to back you up. And that could be a very disappointing kind of a situation to be in. It can be very disheartening. It's going to probably result in political burnout. So, you know, I don't want to tell people to not get active where they are. I don't want to say it's totally hopeless, but I have to say that there's a huge difference between what things were like where I came from and what they're like now, that I am surrounded by as many liberty activists as I want to be around. I mean, there's just so much to do here. You really have to be picky about what you want to do.
Do you think the success matters if the person is, like, you know, African-American or gay or, you know, whatever?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Do you think that the success matters if the person is African-American or gay or, you know?
What do you mean by the success?
I think what he's trying to say is that minority groups, are they easier to convince or are they harder? Is that what you're asking?
No, like, if the person is, you know, moving to New Hampshire, you know, and if they're like, oh, this is, you know, because some people say, oh, you got two strikes against you. You're black, you're gay, that kind of thing. You know, I've heard, you know, I've heard people say things like this, you know.
Wait, who has said that? Wait, so you've told them you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire, and they've said, well, that's not a good idea because you're black and gay?
No, not in that respect, but just simply, you know, in the general scheme of things, you know, success in things of.
You mean the regular, like, workaday world?
You mean as far as reaching?
Yeah.
You mean as far as reaching out to people where you are?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
As far as New Hampshire goes, I don't think, and particularly in New Hampshire, you know, I grew up in New Hampshire, and I never felt any racial schisms between the white kids and the black kids in my schools. But, you know, we lived in a little small bedroom community, and it was, in New Hampshire, it seems like it doesn't really have too many racial problems, but I'm not black, so I can't tell you. Maybe if I were to speak to some of my friends, they could tell you, oh, yeah, New Hampshire is a cesspool of racial hatred. As far as homosexuality goes, we have an openly gay state representative who is one of the best guys out there, especially on fiscal matters. The debate, you know, here in New Hampshire, we just brought in the civil unions agreement for a law. I would rather see the state get out of it entirely, but the population, the representatives, I should say, the majority of them voted to allow for civil unions. So it seems like it's a friendlier environment for homosexuals, and it doesn't. I think it would be a wash here versus someplace in the South, where if you were a minority member, there might be a lot of latent animosity or something like that. In New Hampshire, we're pretty immune to that stuff. I find.
Was your question, Eric, about specifically reaching out in New Hampshire or reaching out there in Ohio?
Reaching out in Ohio, and then possibly, I guess, maybe deciding to move to New Hampshire.
So you're concerned with the fact, I mean, I'm presuming you're suggesting you're black and gay. You're concerned that that is going to inhibit people's reception of the ideas?
Just in general, just to, you know, some people may think, oh, all these ideas, all these thoughts, they sound kind of like too far out there, you know.
Well, you know, you can't make everybody happy, and not everybody's ever going to jump on board with this. I mean, if we can just find a few percentage points of people to agree with us, we'll have success. And I think we are having that success. So obviously, if you're out there doing outreach, people are going to discriminate against you because of how they perceive you. And there are just jerks out there, you know, and we don't want those people. So if you feel as though you're coming up against that kind of a person, move on and find somebody else who's more receptive to your message.
I feel like people that are people that are not receptive to the message really don't care who they're hearing it from, whether they're black or gay or white or whatever.
Yeah.
They think you're crazy no matter what you look like.
Yep, and if so, once you figure out that you've spun your wheels enough down in Ohio, come on up here to New Hampshire where the real activism is, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. Good luck. 800-259-9231. These are tough decisions. People need to consider them seriously. But I think it'll get easier and easier as we continue reporting success after success. So just, you got to be here. More come up.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...
Fuel price.